सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा
गुरुर्विष्णु
गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं वादरायनं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
इन वर्स नंबर 86 शंकराचार्य जी से मोहम जहि महामृत्युम देहदार सुतादिशु। मोहम दिस मोहम इज महामृत्यु इज ट्रेजिक डेथ देयरफॉर जहि किल इट। व्हाट इज मोर इट्स अ रॉन्ग अंडरस्टैंडिंग अबाउट द वर्ल्ड एंड रॉन्ग अंडरस्टैंडिंग अबाउट अवर ओन सेल्फ। वी डोंट नो द नेचर ऑफ बोथ एंड वी आर इंटरैक्टिंग इन द वर्ल्ड। सो जहि मोहम this ignorance should be ended, this should be removed. Deha dara sutadusu, deha, gross body, dar is the wife, but Gurudev has given the meaning of that, beautiful meaning he has given. Wife, dar is to be understood as not only the wedded partner in life. In philosophy, the word often indicates all those on whom you depend for your happiness. I am depending on others. All are included in that dhara. And what is sut? He said, and sons stand for all those who depend on you. Beautiful acknowledgement. They are sutadisu. Yam jitva manayo yanti. If you are able to remove your ignorance and attachment toward your dehadara sutra, then tad Vishnu paramam padam yanti, you get, you attain Vishnu param pada. And after that we have also seen yad gatva nani vartante tad dhamam paramam mam. After reaching there, there is no question of coming back again. After removing the ignorance, there is no question that you will be again ignorant. It will not happen. Then he says the gross body is condemned. What is this gross body? Tanu, skin, mans, flesh, rudhir snayu, blood vessels, meat, fat, majja, marrow, asthi, bone, sankulam, it is called collection of all these things. Not only that, he says, it punam mutra purishabhyam, it is filled with urine and fecal matter. Sthulam nindam idam bapu, therefore this is most offensive. Ninda.
How this cross body is made? In 88 verse it is said, panchi krite bhyo bhutebhya. It is made of grossy five great elements. That is the material cause. What is the efficient cause? Purva karma. And in tattva we have seen, sat karma janyam, because of the sat means existing, because you have already done some karma in the past. Here it is specifically said, purva karma, you have done in the past. And whatever action you have done, you have to take now fruit of action. For that, you are given this body and the circumstances, conducive or unconducive, you get according to your karma, purva karma. Samutpannam idam sthulam, samutpannam, this is born. Sthulam, gross body. And what is the purpose? Bhogayatanam atmanam. Bhogayatanam is the abode, it's the house, it's the home. What? Experiencing bhoga. Bhoga means your karma phala. You have to enjoy and suffer. And avastha jagrastasya sthula artha anubhavo yataha. And in the jagrita avastha, there are three avastha. In the jagrita avastha, what you do? Sthul artha anubhav, sthul gross. Artha means object, anubhav means experience. So you experience gross objects in waking state. Then it is said, Bhayendra sthula padartha sevam, sakchandan striyadi vichitra rupam, karoti jiva samedha atmana, tasma prasasti bhapso asya jagare, jagare, in the jagrita avastha, with the help of bahya indriya, with the help of organs of perception and action, what is there? Sthula padartha sevam, sthula padartha, gross object, he enjoyed. What are these gross objects? He says, struck chandan sriyadi vichitra rupam. All included in three, eshna tray, putreshna, vitteshna and lokeshna. Kamni, kanchan, kirti, whatever you want to say. Struck chandan sriyadi vichitra rupam and various types of, all classified in these three, vichitra rupam. Karoti jaya saveda atmanam, identified, ego identified with that, with the indriya it goes out and enjoy. Tasmat prasasti vipose jagre, and therefore the body, this gross body has the greatest play in the waking state. Sarvopi bahya sansara purusastra yadasra hai viddhi deham idam sthulam grihavat grihamedina. Now normally we see man dwells in a house, every morning he goes out, and then he earns, comes back, then enjoys what he has earned during the day, take rest. This is normally we have seen griha medina, householder. A householder goes out of his house for work, earn, and whatever earn, comes back, enjoys and take rest. Next day, again he is ready for the work. Similarly, here this body, in this body also the ego, with the mind goes out, enjoys the object, objects are outside, but the enjoyment is, as you did in the case of your house, you went outside, you earned, but the enjoyment is in the house. Similarly, the ego goes out of this gross body, enjoys the sthula padartha, comes back. It is not the enjoyment is outside, enjoyment is inside in your mind, because all sukha and dukha are experienced in mind. So it is inside, it is a compare. Now, 91.
Sthulasya sambhava jara maranani dharmaha.
Sthulasya sambhava jara maranani dharmaha.
Sthaulyadayo bahuvida shishutadyavasthaha.
Sthaulyadayo bahuvida shishutadyavasthaha.
Varnasramadi niyama bahudha mayasuhu.
Varnasramadi niyama bahudha mayasuhu.
ಪೂಜಾವಮಾನ ಬಹುಮಾನ ಮುಖಾವಿಶೇಷಾಃ
ಪೂಜಾವಮಾನ ಬಹುಮಾನ ಮುಖಾವಿಶೇಷಾಃ ಸ್ಥೂಲಸ್ಯ ಸಂಭವ ಜರಾ ಮರಣಾನಿ ಧರ್ಮಾಃ ಸ್ಥೌಲ್ಯಾದಯೋ ಬಹುವಿಧಾ ಶಿಶುತಾದ್ಯವಸ್ಥಾಃ ವರ್ಣಾಶ್ರಮಾದಿ ನಿಯಮಾ ಬಹುಧಾ ಮಯಾ ಸ್ಯುಃ ಪೂಜಾವಮಾನ ಬಹುಮಾನ ಮುಖಾವಿಶೇಷಾಃ
ಸ್ಥೂಲಸ್ಯ ಸ್ಥೂಲಸ್ಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಥೂಲ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಸಂಭವ ಜರಾ ಮರಣಾನಿ ಧರ್ಮ ಧರ್ಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಎಸೆನ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಟಿ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಎಸೆನ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಟಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಂಭವ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ದೆನ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೇಟ್ ವೇ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ಜರಾ ದೆನ್ ಮರಣಂ ಲೈಕ್ ವಿ ಸೇ ನಾ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಮ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ವಿ ಸೇ ನಾ ಸೃಷ್ಟಿ ಇಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಸಸ್ಟೈನ್ ಸೇಮ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸಮ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದನ್ ಡಿಕೇ ಸೊ ಇನ್ ತ್ರೀ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೇಡ್ ಸಂಭವ ಜರಾ ಮರಣಂ ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಸಂಭವ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಜರಾ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆನಿ ಸ್ಟೇಜಸ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ಹುಡ್ adolescence, adult, then jara comes, and after that maranam. So sambhav, born, we have all got a date of birth, but we don't know the date of expiry. Nobody knows the date of expiry, but the date of expiry is already decided. Then comes the jara, then last station is maranam. So this is the dharma of gross body. What is the other dharma? He says, sthalyadaya bahuvidha sishutadyavastha. Sthalya adi. Sthalya means fat. Adi. Adi, then you have to say, somebody may be fat, another may be thin, somebody may be tall, short. This is all related to gross body. Sthalya adi. Bahuvidha. Many ways. Sishutadyavastha. And avastha, sisu, chai, then kaumar, then become adult. The different avasthas, jara, vriddha and all that, avasthas. And the same thing we have studied in our tattva bodha as asti, jayate, vardate, viparinmate, apakshiyate and vinashyati. I don't want to remind you where you are, in which state. And what we do in different avastha? Shankaracharya ji has written in Vajagobindam, Bala tavat krida sakta hai, taruna tavat taruni sakta hai, vriddha tavat chinta sakta hai, parme brahmani kopi na sakta hai. What you did in the bala avastha? Krida, childhood, all gone, playing. And in the young age, taruna tavat taruni sakta hai. He is not condemning their tarunavastha, you know, saying that how we pass, the whole life passing in tarunavastha. Chalo, theek hai, obhi ho gaya. Now you are retired, vriddha, then chinta tavat chinta sakta. Are kiski chinta? He is not thinking about the Lord. He is still thinking about the world. Trump a gaya, kya hoga lo? Tumko kya hai? Why are you worried? There is Paramatma there, Lord is there. Vriddha tavat chinta sakta parme brahmani kopi na sakta. In all these three periods of time, nobody is interested in Brahman. Nobody. In sadhana panchakam, what is it? Vedo nityadiyatam. This is to be done in brahmacharya ashram. First 25 years. Kahan kiya? ಪಡಾಯಿ ನೀ ವೇದೋ ನಿತ್ಯಧೀತಾಂ ತದುದಿತಂ ಕರ್ಮಸು ಅನುಷ್ಠೀಯತಾಂ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿಡ್ ಹೌ ಟು ಫುಲ್ಫಿಲ್ ಯುವರ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ರೈಟಿಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ವೇ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಡೂ ಇನ್ ದ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥಾಶ್ರಮ ಓ ಭೀ ನಹೀಂ ಕಿಯಾ ಗೃಹಸ್ಥಾಶ್ರಮ ರೈಟಿಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ವೇ ಎನಿ ವೇ ದೆನ್ ವರ್ಣಾಶ್ರಮ ಆದಿ ನಿಯಮ ಬಹುದಾ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ದೇ ಆರ್ ವರ್ಣ ಆಶ್ರಮ ಆದಿ ನಿಯಮ ಬಹುದಾ
वर्ण ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय वैश्य शूद्र डिपेंडिंग ऑन सत्व रजत तमोगुण नॉट डिपेंडिंग ऑन फैमिली लीनिएज आई एम बॉर्न इन ब्राह्मण फैमिली सो आई एम ब्राह्मण नो इन ब्राह्मण देर कैन बी शूद्र कैन बी बॉर्न विथ मोर तामसिक गुण और इन ए शूद्र फैमिली ए ब्राह्मण कैन बॉर्न विथ सात्विक क्वालिटीज ब्राह्मण आश्रम ब्रह्मचर्य गृहस्थ बानप्रस्थ आश्रम एज पर वर्ण एंड आश्रम वी हैव गॉट द ड्यूटीज एज पर आवर वर्ण एंड आश्रम वी हैव गॉट द ड्यूटीज सो फर्स्ट वी हैव टू नो व्हाट आर आवर ड्यूटीज इन ईच आश्रम एंड अकॉर्डिंग टू दैट वी हैव टू डू द सेम थिंग वी स्टडीड यस्टरडे ऑल्सो इन आवर चैप्टर 18 ऑफ भगवद गीता You have to do the niyat karma. What is this niyat karma? Your nitya karma and naimitya karma is to be done. Then, Aamaya puja vamana bahumana mukha vishesha shu. Aamaya shu. Aamaya means rogue, disease. Shu, it is there. When there is a gross body, the disease will be there. Aamaya shu. Acha. In India, you know everybody is a doctor. If you have got headache, tell everybody I have got a headache. Each person will tell you the medicine. Starting from aspirin and up to the migraine, they will tell you. Oh, if you have got this type, right side, left side, they will inquire. And not only that, we have got Aamaya Club also. What is this Aamaya Club? Diabetic Club. All diabetic people, they come together and say, Aamaya Club. Good. But sometimes the medicine doesn't work. But he said, it's not only Aamaya, sometimes it is puja and abhamanam. Sometimes the puja is also done of this body. People respect. Then puja and abhaman. Somebody insult also. So this you can clearly see in politics. When somebody is in the power, puja. Election mein hara, avaman. Insert. Kabhi taliyan, kabhi galiyan. Kabhi taliyan, kabhi galiyan. A politician, whenever he used to go for a public meeting, he will go in that area in all the shops and buy the rotten eggs. Then he will go to the meeting. Because if the public will not get rotten eggs now, and he will say, I do not come here to be get insulted. I was surprised to read it in news about couple of days, some plastic eggs have come, artificial eggs, and they have seized lot of stock in Calcutta. Only 2 days back, artificial eggs are being sold. People are making omelette with that. How they are making? Impossible. Artificial thing has come. Anyway, so puja avaman. Then comes bahuman bukha. Vishesha. So these are all enjoyed by the gross body. Man, abhaman, puja, all these are happening. So this is complete description of gross body. Now comes the subtle body.
Buddhindriyani Shravanam Twagakshi.
Buddhindriyani Shravanam Twagakshi
Granam cha jivha Vishayavabodhanat
Granam cha jivha Vishayavabodhanat
Vakpani pada Gudamapyupasthah
Vakpani pada Gudamapyupasthah
Karmendriyani Pranavapravanena Karmasu
Karmendriyani Pravanena Karmasu
Buddhindriyani Shravanam twadakshi granam cha jivha vishayava bodhanat vakpani pada gudama pyupasthah karmendriyani pravanena karmasu.
So here in this verse, five organs of perception and five organs of actions are mentioned. Buddhi indriyani, the organ of knowledge. What are they? They just said sravanam. First is sravanam, organs of perception. Next is twag. Twag is the skin. Then akshi. Akshi means eyes. Then comes ghranam, nose. Cha jihva. Jihva for taste. Five organs of perception. Then what is their characteristic? Visaya avabodhanat. Visaya avabodhanat, they have capacity to know. Acha, now tell me, why do they have the capacity to know? Because they are made of sukshma. Acha, or can you further improve? Except that it is made of sukshma, mahabhut. Because of sattva guna. Because of the sattva guna, they have got the capacity to know. Sattva guna. Then, what is the karma indriya? It is said, vak, pani, pada, gudam, api upastha. Vak, speech, pani, hands, pada, legs, gudam, anus, and upastha, genital organs. They are karma indriya. And what is the characteristic of the karma indriya? It is said, karma indriyani pravanena karmasu. Pravanena karmasu means they have got tendency to act. Why so? Because of the subtle rajogun of Pancha Mahabhut. Each of them is made of one element, therefore they are able to know or act in one field only. Eyes will never hear, ear will never see, because they are made of one element. But the mind and the prana, they are made of all five collectively. See, therefore, mind can process all of them. Very good. Let us see what we have learned so far quickly within 2-3 minutes. We started our Vivek Chudamani with Jantunam Narajanma Durlama. Getting the human body is very durla, very rare. We don't understand that, but it's rare. Then the quality of the sishya was given. Medhavi, Vidwan, Uhapo, Vipachana, and Sadhan Chatushtay Sampanna. You remember? Medhavi, retentive power, Vidwan, Agile, Uhapo, analytical intelligence, and Sadhan Chatushtay, you all know that. Then the very rare people get this. You get it with Dev Anugraha. Without the grace of the Lord, this will not happen. Then the qualification of Guru was also given. It was said, Santa Mahanto Nivasanti Santo Basanta Vallok Hita Charanta. They have got no interest. They just want to remove your ignorance. That's all. That is their job. And like the spring season, they come. And when the spring comes, everybody gets the benefit. Achha. Then the student expresses his problem. Durbar sansar davagni taptam duduyamanam durudrishtabate. I am scorched by the sorrows of the sansar. I am burning. And the Guru immediately says, don't worry, there is a upay. Immediately says, there is a upay. Then after that, the sishya asks questions. Verse number 49. Ko nama bandha katamesa agataha katham pratishtasya katham vimocha ka sau anatma paramah ka atma tayor viveka katham yedu uchyatam. 7 question he asked. He has framed his question, and the rest of all the Vivek Chudamani answer to these 7 questions.
Guru speaks about the moha and attachment, and he compares it with the Krishna sarpa, cobra. This moha and attachment is like cobra. Then Guru describes about the gross body. I am quickly coming to the our current position. Guru describes about the gross body. It is made of seven dhatu. Then again, a little bit he changed, and again, same dhatu he has kept it. And no, none of this item is attractive. None of the item which this body is made is attractive. Flesh, blood, bone, marrow, nothing is attractive. Therefore, they are condemned. In Bhajgovindam also we have seen, etan mansa vasadi vikaram manasa vichinte baram baram. Etan, what is this? Why are you so much fascinated? What is that? Mansa. Vasadi, fat. Aur kya hai isme? Think again and vichintam baram baram, again and again you think. So what is this gross body made of? Panchikrit panchamahabhut. And what is the efficient cause? Purva karmanam. What is the purpose? Bhogayatanam. And in the Jagrat avastha, he transacts with the world. This body is fitted with five organs of perception and five organs of action. With the perception, I am taking the stimuli, I am getting the knowledge. And when it is processed in the antakaran, then I respond with my organs of action. So there is a continuous perception and response. But they can't work independently. Something is needed behind it. What is behind it is the antakaran. Now comes the antakaran.
Nigadhyatenta karanam manodhihi.
Nigadhyatenta karanam manodhihi.
Ahankritis chittamiti swavrittibhihi. Ahankritis chittamiti swavrittibhihi. Manastu sankalpa vikalpanadivihi. Manastu sankalpa vikalpanadivihi. Buddhi padartha dhyavasaya dharmatah. Buddhi padartha dhyavasaya dharmatah. Atrabhimanat ahamitahankritihi. Atrabhimanat ahamitahankritihi. Swarthanusandhana gunena chittam.
Swarthanusandhana gunena chittam. Nigadhyate karanam manodhi. Aham kritis chittamiti swavrittivi. Manastu sankalpa vikalpanadivi. Buddhi padartha dhyavasaya dharmatah. Atra abhimanat ahamitaham kritihi. Swarthanusandhana gunena chittam.
Nigadhyate. Nigadhyate comes from the gadhya dhatu, to speak. It is said by the wise people. Antahakarnam. Antahakarnam, mano, dhi, ahankriti and chiti. Mana, mind. He is telling the components. Mana, mind, dhi, intellect and ahankriti. Ahankriti, ego. Aham kartayati ahankara. We have seen in Tattvabodh. Ahankriti is ego. And chittam, memory. Swabrittibhi by their function. We have to understand this antakarna is only thought. We are not talking about the brain here, which is physical. We are talking about the antakaran, which has got four functions. Four, it's not that four compartments are here. This is man, this is buddhi, this is chittam, here is the ego. No, it's not like that. All are thoughts. And according to the function of thought, we say this is the function of mind, this is the function of intellect, this is the function of memory and ego. So according to the nature and function, we have divided the same thoughts as this is man, this is buddhi, this is chittam, and this is ahankara. So what is mana? The description is given. Manas tu sankalpa vikalpa nadibhi. What is man? Man is a sankalpa vikalpa. Sankalpa vikalpa is just opposite. Sankalpa vikalpa. Should I come to the satsang or not? It's opposite. Sankalpa vikalpa. All these thoughts are coming and we are entertaining and respecting each of them. Both sankalpa and vikalpa. But we have not decided. We are oscillating between two. Sankalpa and vikalpa. We are not firm about our opinion. That state is called mana. One patient went to the doctor. He had some ailment. He was checked and diagnosed. Then he thought, I should have a second opinion. He says, the doctor, I want to have a second opinion. He said, come at 4 now. I will give you the second opinion. So thoughts are coming and contradicting nature. The thoughts, nature is contradictory. We have to accept or reject. That state is called the mana. Like in the mobile phone, when the ring comes, you have got the choice. Accept, reject. Similarly, this thought also in the mental state, it's a sankalpa. Vikalpa, just ulta, ekdam ulta. Just opposite. That is mana. What is buddhi? Buddhi padartha adhyavasaya dharmatah. Buddhi adhyavasaya. Adhyavasaya means determining. The function of buddhi is that to determine, to decide, take a action, determine. That is buddhi. You are no more confused. In the state of mind, in mana, sankalpa, vikalpa, if the confusion is there, kare ki nahi kare, jaye ki nahi jaye, there is a confusion. But in the buddhi, there is no confusion, there is no hesitation. So in mana and buddhi, there is a continuous tussle going on. Continuous tussle going on. Kare, nahi kare, nahi kare. Then you take a decision. But the most of the time, most of the people do manmani. There are two words, manmani and buddhimani. One is manmani, another is buddhimani. The statistics show that 95% of the people of the world, they are all emotionals. Predominant mind. And after doing the action, they all repent. Kyun kiya? So manmani, buddhimani. Your man should be, your mind should be under the control of your buddhi. And most of the time we see the buddhi decision is correct. Most of the time you find the buddhi decision is correct. But we do sometime manmani. Atra abhimanatah aham iti aham kriti. Atra means here, abhimanat means on account of identification. Aham vritti. Have you heard this word? Aham vritti and idam vritti. In Upadesar we have seen aham vritti and idam vritti. Aham kriti, this aham ego comes. So now this aham has to be the first one to come. Because this aham is common in all idam vritti. Like mind, when this aham is connected with the mind, then I say, I am thinking. Are you going to satsang? You will say, I am thinking. I am thinking means mana. Then after some time you again ring him up. Have you decided? Yes, I have decided. I am not going. This is buddhi. Buddhi. That what is the topic going on there? Chitta. I am remembering what is the gross body is being condemned there. Gross body is being discussed in the class. So this aham, I am thinking, I have decided, I am remembering, this I is common in all the functions.
So aham vritti is common and the idam vritti varies. Sometimes mana will come, sometimes buddhi will come, sometimes memory will come. They vary. Swartha anusandhana gunena chintam. Swartha anusandhana, a person is thinking about his golden past. Swa artha anusandhana, about the past. So where will you get the material? Memory. Chittam. He has to refer to chittam, golden past. Memory. So either we revel in the past or present, sometime in future. But even when you want to take a decision, buddhi is needed, the chittam is needed. For taking any decision, chittam is needed, memory is needed. If memory is not there, you cannot take any decision. So memory is to be there, and when we study here, we also need memory. The first qualification of Shishya was medhavi, retentive power should be there. ऐसा नहीं होना चाहिए आगे पाठ पीछे सपाट. We are studying and पीछे clean. There is no memory of the what we have learned in the past. ऐसा नहीं. Very good. Then without antakaran, this gross body, organs of perception and organs of action, they are all useless. Mind has to be there, antakaran has to be there for taking decision, for referring to the memory, or when you are doing sankalpa vikalpa, you are weighing which one is to be done or not done. So now the next is prana. Antakaran is over, now comes the prana.
Prana pana vyano yudana. Prāṇāpāna-vyāno-dāna samāna-bhavatya-sau-prāṇah
swayameva-vṛtti-bhedāt-vikṛti-bhedāt suvarna-salilādivat Suvarna salila divata prana prana vyano dana samana bhavatya so prana swayameva vritti bhedat vikriti bhedat suvarna salila divata.
When our Vivek Chudamani Amma, what is her name? You don't know. Sarada Amma chanted the whole of Vivek Churamani, and Gurudev explained. So when she chanted, he immediately says, you know the South Indians can chant everything. This is not poetry, this is prose. So here also what he said, you cannot bring in the meter this one. So prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana, bhavati, aso, prana, these are the five pranas. You have listened to this many times, prana, apana, vyana, udana and samana. And they are called the energy house. They give the energy, they give energy to the gross body and the subtle body. So pranayama is very, very subtle thing and very important. It's the energy house. If it is disturbed, then both your gross body and subtle body will be affected. So whenever you are exhausted, that means energy is depleted. Like in the mobile phone, when you use your mobile phone, what happens? Energy, again you charge it. Similarly, we take it rest at the night and the prana again rejuvenates. So in the morning, the grasping power is maximum. That is why you will find in Chinmaya Mishal, all Upanishad Vedanta classes are done early morning because the brain is fresh. If the same Vivek Churamani or the Upanishad class is done at 8 p.m., then your brain will not be able to receive that much because already it is tired. It is a time to recharge. But at that time, bhakti granth is okay, bhajan is okay, you enjoy. But wherever this intellect is required, that we have to do it in the early morning. So this prana express in five ways. What are these five ways? This is prana, apan, vayana, udan and saman. In this five you will find if you break the sandhi, it is pra plus an, apa plus an, B plus an, sam plus an, ut plus an. When you learn the grammar of Sanskrit, then you will find an is common on all five. An means to move. An means to move. Pra plus an means upper movement. Pra represents upper. Upper movement. From navel to nose is the upper movement is called prana. Up plus an, again movement. Here up doesn't mean the English up. Here Sanskrit word up means downward. From navel to the excretory system is called apan vayu. Then B plus an, B means vyapti. Vyapti means all over it is circulated. Vyapti. Sam plus an, samikaran. Samikaran in the stomach, whatever you eat, it's all digested there. Samikaran. In the stomach area, samikaran. Ut plus an, movement upward. Udan vayu we call it. Utplasan, vomiting, sneezing. These are all utan. The reverse order it is coming. Utan. This is udan. Now pranas are called jeshta and shreshta. We have studied in Tattvabodh why it is called jeshta is the senior most. Prana is called the senior most. That is the Shrestha part. Why it is called Jeshtha? First one to come. Why it is first one to come? Because it is energy. For gross body and the subtle body inside the womb, that requires energy is required. So what is the first thing required? Energy. So therefore the pranas are the senior most. Jeshtha. Why it is called Shrestha, noble and worshipful? Because they have got no rag and dvesa. Prana has got no rag and dvesa. All indriyas have got the rag and dvesa. Because they have got the rag and dvesa, they need rest. They get tired. If you see one cinema three times, many people are there. Here also you can do. One day I went there, only two, three people or four people were there in the hall. And then you can perhaps again buy and sit on the same seat again. I want to see it again. If you see three times, your eyes will get tired because you wanted to see that film again and again. Anything you do it repeatedly, you get tired. But the pranas, in Bengal, the Bengali eat fish. There is a fish market. It's not like the in your this stores. Even you pass through your the department of the this non-veg items, you don't get any smell. But in India, if you go to that fish market, so Bengalis will inhale. But they can't retain it. Prana will not retain it, yet there is no raga. But you have got dvesh, you don't like it. So you will but it will not stay there. You will again inhale. So the prana has got no rag and dvesh. That is why it is able to do work throughout the life, non-stop. But the indriya has got this. Indriyasya indriyarthe raga dvesho vyavasthito. Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita. Indriyasya indriyarthe raga dvesho vyavasthito. They have got this raga and dvesha. Swayameva vritti bhedat vikriti bhedat. Swayameva is the prana. Due to different functions, vikri bhedat, vritti bhedat and vikri bhedat due to different modification, they are called differently. Because of their function and modification, they are named differently. It is one prana. Like it is one hand. When I am catching something, then I said I am catching. Or holding something, or throwing something, or slapping somebody, or waving. It's all the function of hand only. But I am giving different names for different actions. Similarly, here also prana has got different functions, so different names are given here. How? Suvarna salilvat. Suvarna, gold. All the ornaments are made, different ornaments for different purpose, for different wearing at different places. Necklace, earring, nose ring, bangle. But it's all gold. Different names given. Suvarna, salila, salilvat. Salil means water. And the water, we say, is a high tide, low tide, high wave, low wave, bubble, froth. All these are nothing but water. But we have given different names. Adi. Now you have to tell me what is this adi, etc. तो हमको पता है. Now you also make some example. Clay, steel, then silver, copper, aluminium. With this you make lot of things. You can make your own example now.
Vagadi pancha, shravanadi pancha.
Vagadi pancha, shravanadi pancha.
Pranadi pancha, pramukhani pancha.
Pranadi pancha, pramukhani pancha.
Buddhyadya vidya, picha karma, kama karmani.
Buddhyada vidya picha kama karmani
puryashtakam sukshma shariram ahu
puryashtakam sukshma shariram ahu
vagadi pancha shravanadi pancha pranadi pancha pramukhani pancha Buddhyadya vidya picha kama karmani puryashtakam sukshma shariram ahu.
Sukshma shariram ahu. Ahu, it is said. What is this sukshma sharir? Puryashtakam. Puryashtakam. Puryashtakam, if you break it, it comes to puri plus ashtakam. Puri. We all know puri, we like that puri. Ek puri to pata hai hum log ko. Puri ashtakam. Ashtakam means eight. This is city of eight. Puri ashtakam. Even some places you will find this body is a city of with 9 gates, 11 gates. We have studied in Bhagavad Gita. Here this is puri ashtakam. He is talking about subtle body. Sutma Sarayam. What is this ashtam? What is the constituent parts? Vagadi pancha. Vag means speech. Speech represents Karmendriya. Panchakam, now need not describe all panch. This is one constituent. Sravanadi pancha, Sravan, organs of perception. Sravan adi. These are five organs of perception. Number two. Then pranadi pancha. Pranadi pancha we have just read. Those are also. This is number three. Fourth is abhramukhani pancha. Abhramukhani. Abhra means space. Abhramukhani. Mukha. Mukha is coming out first. You all know in the Tattva, the first came space. From space came air. From air came fire. From fire came from water. This you have to remember. From. The cause is that. So it will have its characteristics also. Anyway. So abhra, that means space, five great elements. Here we are talking about sushma sharir, so therefore these five great elements are subtle. Abhramukhani panchaha. Achha. Buddhi api, discriminating, analyzing buddhi. That is fifth. Abhidya, ignorance. Are Shankaracharya ji, you have written Tattva Bodh, in that you didn't put abhidya in subtle body. Abhi kya kiya aapne? You will find out why he has put it in abhidya here. Then kama, karmani, action. So as far as this subtle body defined in Tattva Bodh, it was how much that? Sapta dasa kalabhi, sapta das, 7 plus 10, kalabhi, 7, I don't know. And what are the 17 parts?
5
vag, 5 srutradi and 5 prana, pandra, man and buddhi. So first 3 vagadi panchakam, sravanadi panchakam, pranadi panchakam is okay. Now why abhramukhani? You didn't take there. It is said, when you are taking the effect, vag, sravan, prana, they all are effect of pancha mahabhut. Which pancha mahabhut? Sukshma pancha mahabhut. You remember Tattva Bodha? Organs of perceptions are made of the satta guna of subtle pancha mahabhut. Organs of actions are made by the subtle pancha mahabhut rajasikans. Pranas are also made of rajasikans of subtle pancha mahabhut. If we are taking organs of perception, organs of actions and pancha prana, which are the effect of pancha sukshma mahabhut, so what is the harm of clubbing it together? Takleef hai aapko koi? Nahin. In Tattva Bodh we have studied na, gross body, subtle body and the causal body. Again he said, this can be again explained as panchakosha. It's the same thing. In another way he is describing, these three bodies nothing but panchakosha. Similarly, he is describing subtle body in a different way. Puriyashtakam. So therefore the fourth one is abhramukhani. Then buddhi adi, discriminating. Buddhi, so why you are taking buddhi here? So it is said, buddhi was there also in Tattva Bodh. In Satta Das Kalabhi, buddhi was one item because it is subtle. This is also made of subtle, buddhi. Achha, now the real problem comes with the avidya. Avidya. Why avidya is taken here? Why avidya is taken? What is avidya? Avidya is the cause of gross body and the subtle body. When you are taking the subtle body, if I take the cause thereof also. Avidya is already there in your three states also. Continuously. try to analyze the Jagrat Avastha, Susupti Avastha and Swapna Avastha. In Jagrat Avastha, we are ignorant about our own true nature, Atman, number one. But we are aware of the world. Is it not so? We are perceiving. In the dream state, we are ignorant about our Atman, but we are seeing some dream in the subconscious mind. We are aware of something. In the deep sleep state, we are not aware of Atman and we are not aware of anything else, neither gross body nor the world. So, ignorance of Atman is in all three states. And in Jagrat Avastha, the ego is identified with all causal body, with the causal body, subtle body and the gross body. In the dream state, it is identified with the causal body and the subtle body. And in the deep sleep state, the ego is identified only with the causal body. So ignorance is continuously there. Therefore, since the avidya is the cause of subtle body, we have included it here. अच्छा चलो मान लेते हैं then why the desire come? Because desire comes in the mind. Mind is subtle. Mind you have already taken there in the subtle body. What is the cause of desire? Avidya. It is coming into the intellect and mind. So therefore it is taken. So desire is because of avidya. Avidya is taken, cause is taken in Puri Astakam, therefore take the kam also and on the same argument karmani also. Karma also is taken here because that is the effect of avidya. Now have you understood why Shankaracharya has taken all the eight in one? Is the explaining the same thing in different way. You see, somewhere you will find subtle body has got 19 items. Five organ of perception, four organ of action, panch prana, mana, buddhi, chitta ahankar, 19. Somewhere you will find 16. How 16? Five organ of perception, organs of action, panch prana and antakaran, 16. It is just expressing. So here it is as a pudi astakam. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Guru Namah. Hari Om.